So welcome back to More Than You Know. Today I'm with Heer, Harsh, and Kaju. And today we're going to do an interesting take for today's episode. Rather than talking about current day affairs, we're going to talk about the famous lives of Bollywood wives, the Netflix series show. I think it goes to show that there's no introduction required for this. It's a famous Netflix show based on famous Bollywood wives and how their lives are fabulous.
We'd just like to add, this is going to have some spoilers, so make sure you go watch the show and then come back to listen to our episode. The three of us, me, Harsha, and Kaju, definitely enjoy this episode, this Netflix series
a lot. What are your, initial thoughts on it before you started watching it?
But here, before that, we have to talk about some fun facts about ourselves.
I completely forgot the best part of the podcast.
So, Rishi, tell us a fun fact about yourself.
A fun fact about myself is that I think Apple's a scam.
Okay, moving on to more lighthearted fun facts. Sorry, Karina, I didn't catch what you said.
I said that wasn't a fun fact, that was an opinion.
So, Rishi, why don't you tell us a fun fact about yourself?
Fun fact about myself is that my favorite game is Pokemon.
Okay, fun fact about myself is that I binged this show that we're going to talk about in one day.
A fun fact about me is that I have black hair.
This is not a fun fact. I just want to say that it's painfully obvious as to who I am, but I will continue to deny it.
So without further ado, let's begin our discussion about the fabulous lives of Bollywood wives. So here, why don't you... Okay, Karina, would you like to start? Describe a little bit about the show.
So the show essentially revolves around four wives of irrelevant stars. I think if they had to cast someone, it should have been someone slightly more relevant. I'm just kidding. They all are lovely. And I think the stars of the show... Oh, wait, sorry. I'm telling you what it's about. Right. So it surrounds the lives of four Bollywood wives, as the name suggests. You know, there's nothing to say because there was no substance. So truly, I can't give you a good introduction because there was no substance. And it essentially, I think the main point that the TV show conveys is not that they're people and they also have feelings and shit like that. It just conveys that you're poor and you need to get rich if you want to enjoy life. And that's essentially it. I have nothing more to say.
I just wanted to add, I have a lot of free time, so I have watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I can say it is quite different. Like, you don't understand how scripted these shows are. Like, there was absolutely no drama on the show.
Absolutely. I believe that, however, in a time where everything is so serious around us, I believe that watching a show like this really did help in terms of relaxing a little bit, because you could just kind of see, gain an insight, not really a realistic insight, but a sort of mini insight into what their lives are like. So let's discuss a little bit. There are four different wives that are essentially the sort of main four characters within the Netflix series. The first one is Maheep Kapoor.
Iconic. May I add?
Okay.
And she is the wife of Sanjay Kapoor, who is a television star, basically, yeah. An Indian television star.
Yeah. The second wife is Bhavna Pandey, who is the wife of a famous actor, Chunky Pandey. The third.
Akri Pasta, actually. He's called Akri Pasta.
That's one of his famous dialogues.
The third wife is Seema Khan, who is the wife of actor Sohail Khan. I don't even know if he's an actor anymore, though. And then
I don't think he is. I think he's retired, but he has. He's basically known from his brother.
He's retired by choice, so I would say.
Yeah,
and he retired due to a lack of work.
Yeah, I think so as well. And the fourth one is Neelam, who I don't know her last name, but yeah,
Kothari.
And his her husband is also an Indian television star.
Yeah. And she,
I would say he's talented. Actually, can I just add that I love all of the husbands. They're humble, they're down to earth. They're funny. Yeah.
The whole show is scripted though, so the wives may also be like that, to be honest.
Maybe. Yeah, okay, anyways.
So let's begin. Let's start by talking about each of the characters. So let's start with we're gonna go from our least favorite to our favorite character. So let's start.
All right, before we start, we might be shitting on them, but like, okay, at least maybe I'm shitting on them, but I really don't mean it. I'm just in a bit of a mood. We're all joking around. This is a bit of a lighthearted podcast, so don't take anything I say seriously. Thanks.
It's a fun podcast, so let's get started.
Yeah. So let's begin. So our least favorite wife is Neelam Kothari. Not by saying she's not fun, but she's our least favorite wife. Here, do you know why she would be?
Yeah. Like, I just think she's a bit in her own little bubble, and she's not like quite fun as the other wives are. Like,
what I didn't enjoy was there was no arc like to her character. So initially she's like, oh, I want to get back to acting, and she takes opinions from like 50 different people, and then she just doesn't do it. So it's kind of like, what's the point, you know?
Yeah,
I think honestly this was her comeback into acting, this TV show, you know. Maybe that's what she's trying to do the whole time. She's just trying to trick us into thinking that this was her comeback into acting.
To give a bit of context, Neelam basically was a relatively famous actor in the Bollywood industry a long, long time ago. But since then, she has sort of like taken a break and retired. So the whole sort of her character or like her character development was just her exploring the idea, but not really doing anything about it. But her talking about getting back into the industry.
Yeah, I feel like it was kind of just boring, to be honest with you. Like I just thought that her segment was quite boring because there was no real development of her as an individual. They just showed a few segments of her having fun on holiday, and then otherwise it was a little bit boring. She talked about her business, which was interesting as well. But besides that, it was just, there wasn't really much to her as an individual. It was quite sparse. So let's move on to our second least favorite wife, or third favorite, if you count it that way, would be Bhavna Pandey.
Mom, correct.
So Bhavna Pandey is the mother of Ananya Pandey. As we know, we discussed Ananya Pandey all the way back in our first episode. So she is another Bollywood actress, and this is her mother. And her mother, I found her character to be quite boring as well, because there isn't much to her. She just has a store that's in place right now. And
can I just say about the store, like, I don't really like the name of it. Like, she said, I remember her saying, like, oh, I want this to be like Zara. But with that kind of name, I just don't think it's going to be like Zara. Sorry, just like an opinion to throw in there. But yeah,
I honestly think that the shop is closed.
It was just boring because she didn't really have any views. She didn't like put her foot down. So it just seemed a bit, I don't know, dull.
I agree. She honestly just was on the fence about everything, and that everything about her was about her daughter, and she barely spoke to her daughter as much over the show anyways. And so I found her segment really, really boring, and there wasn't really much character development in general with her as well.
The most interesting about her was her like quirks about everything. So how she was like really spiritual and like all into like horoscopes and astrology and like that.
That was something that I was also interested by.
I feel like I should start a business just to con rich people, because apparently she thinks a like facial massage with energy is gonna make her look younger. So
exactly, you know. Like, she's doing Reiki with touching specific cells in the body, and even though I don't know if she understands that cells are some of the smallest, like they're absolutely tiny. So when that massage lady touches her part of the body, and it's going into the quantum realm, as she says, it's going into some quantum realm cell biology thing. I don't think she needs to understand that it really doesn't work that way. But I feel part of that, that's probably scripted, because I don't think anyone is really that gullible to believe that.
Bhavna was the most like spiritual person out there. She said her biggest fear was the fear of ghosts, And yeah, that was, I think that was just like added to her character. I don't necessarily think that is like true. But yeah, yeah. What do we think about our next wife, which is Seema Khan? Like our second favorite of the four.
I think that Seema Khan was genuinely quite funny. I feel like she's quite a fun person to be around. She's quite bubbly and she always speaks her mind, which is quite fun as well. Her, she doesn't have much character development as well, really. She just conquers her fears once or twice. But she really doesn't have much character development. And we see her business and how she handles things. But other besides that, there isn't much to her character, like from a substance perspective. However, just from a more fun perspective, looking at how she would make other individuals laugh, I think that she's genuinely quite a good person, like quite a funny person.
I think she would be a good person to like be friends with, just because like I like her sense of humor.
Deserves another show just for herself. Yeah. My favorite line, I can't say I loved her character entirely, but my favorite line was when she asked Bhavna Pandey how she looked in a pair of sunglasses, and Bhavna Pandey was just started to speak, you know, and Maheep told her to shut the fuck up and told her that she looked amazing, and I just thought that was iconic, and that's the self-confidence that we all need.
So
yeah, I agree. I think Maheep was just very, very iconic with like her language as well. Like you get like basically she has an accent, but how like she's very like open with how she like speaks, like she just has a very like amicable relationship with everyone.
Okay, something that I just wanted to quickly add was we've just been joking around this entire time and we haven't really been being serious, but just general critique that I had for the show is that I completely understand it has to be taken lightly, and I think it's strange when people criticize these shows because you're not, it is what it is. Wait, hold on, let me reset. Okay, so on a more serious note, we've just been joking around genuinely, like that nothing that we've been saying has been serious, but on a more serious note, like just general commentary about the TV show, they said to take it lightly and not critique it, not like look into it really deeply, which I completely agree. Like with shows like this, you take it at the surface level, like enjoy and then leave, right? Like that's the entire point of the show. However, I think for a show to claim to do that, it has to be a lot more entertaining. It has to like in say something like Love Island, it's unapologetically, everyone knows it's just for fun, no one's taking it seriously, and it's unapologetically that. Versus Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I think it's a mix, and there is a bit of reality because they really do, like, they do talk about their lives, they do talk about their emotions, they do display their struggles, and then I feel like this TV show, The Fabulous Lives of Bollywood Wives, it kind of falls in between where it isn't, like, they try and talk about their struggles or the things that they're going through, but it just comes off as really shallow, and they sound extremely privileged, versus I think that works better in Keeping Up with the Kardashians, where it's actually genuine. So if they're aiming to have, like, a reality TV show that's like Love Island, then I think they move more towards that way, where they're more unapologetic, and they're not trying to, you know, justify their struggles and all of that, just because it seems really shallow and pretentious, which I think essentially ruins the show.
I think they were trying too hard to make it into something like that. Like, I think, like, I get what you mean. Like, I just think that the way they were saying stuff and the way it was, like, sort of filmed and everything, like, I don't imagine the amount of, like, footage they needed to actually, like, make this whole show together. Like, a lot of things go unseen. And, like, that's just how editing is and, like, how reality TV shows are, right? Like, a lot of times characters are, like, they cut a lot of things out, right? So characters can, on TV, they can be seen in one way, where in reality they are different. And that's just something, like, as an audience, you have to take, like, you have to be aware of that, because they're not, like, yes, to a certain extent, they are who, like, they're shown, but they're also not.
No, of course I get that, but I was just saying if they're trying to put on this persona of just being these wives and unapologetic, it has to lean more that way, because I felt like it was starting to look pretentious when they spoke about like, you know, their struggles and their daily lives, because it just didn't fit. Like, I'm sure they do, I'm not suggesting that they don't, but in terms of like what they were trying to do in the TV show, it just didn't work. Like, do you get what I mean?
I get what you mean. I think, like I said, like, I just think they were, like, trying too hard to be very classy, whereas they could have, like, you know, just been themselves and it would be so much better. Like, I feel like especially Neelam was, like, so, like, with everything that she was saying, she was just so, like, the way she was saying stuff, I don't exactly know how to describe it. So, moving on, let's talk about some of the celebrity sort of guests that they have. So, I think, like, the four, I guess, most famous ones, they had a lot of people come to their, like, sort of celebration party, but the four sort of main ones were Karan Johar, who I think produced the whole show, and then there was Arjun Kapoor, which, who is sort of related to Maheep Kapoor and the whole, like, Kapoor industry, like, not industry, like, family, yeah, the clan, yeah. And there was also Shah Rukh Khan and his wife, Lori Khan, who obviously very big people in the industry. So what are your thoughts on the famous Karan Johar?
Fun fact, I've met Shah Rukh and Gauri both, FYI. Just
what did you think about them? What did you think about them?
No, I said fun fact, I've met both of them in real life.
Yeah, like, did you like, were they nice?
No, Gauri wasn't. and Shah Rukh Khan was.
Yeah,
but so seven or eight when I met Gauri Khan, so I don't really know.
Harsh, what are your opinions on Karan Johar?
I think that he just came out randomly from random places for no reason, and it was so obvious. Whenever I felt like he joined the conversation, it was so obvious it was scripted, because out of nowhere he just flies and goes to wherever these Bollywood wives are, and all of a sudden there's this big drama or whatever, this big controversy that breaks out wherever they are. So
yeah, and I think like the way they were like so nervous to see him, like I didn't understand that. Do you know what I mean? Like he was like, they were all like, something's gonna get out today, like he's gonna ask us all these questions, and like I just didn't understand that part. Like that for me was like, this is definitely scripted.
I feel like in general with this TV show, I also found the random addition of all these other family actors, all these actors into the show was really forced. Like you could just see how forced it was when you had to call Arjun Kapoor out of all people for lunch, and then he says this random dialogue out of nowhere, how to deal with hate, and like it's so stupid. Like where did he come? He came out of literally nowhere, and then he was just like talking about how he received a lot of hate. I don't know if this show was basically just a way to clean up everyone's dirty laundry and be like, oh, all these people are actually very good people at heart, so please don't cancel them, please watch their movies. Like, I feel like that was genuinely one of the main purposes of the show as well. But it doesn't really add any more sympathy for these individuals.
Honestly, like, when I think back on it, like...
Go ahead.
When I think back on it, like, what was the purpose of the show? Like, we didn't really get an outlook. Like, I guess we got to see their lives, but was it, like, really their lives? Like, I feel like... I don't know. It was just a bit too, like, glamorous for, like... for them to actually be showing their lives. What were you talking about, Karina?
No, I was just saying, I felt like Arjun was the only one that was genuine on the show. Like, okay, so I think I didn't quite illustrate my point earlier. It was like, if you can be fabulous and fake, be fabulous and fake. If you're gonna be genuine and real, be genuine and real. Or hit the middle ground well, which the show just doesn't do. So you, like you said, you don't really know what the purpose of the show is. And look, like, yeah, Arjun Kapoor's entry was like a little awkward and it came out of nowhere, but I honestly feel like he was the only, like, genuinely I felt like Arjun and the husbands were the only thing about the show that was somewhat interesting.
I personally found it really forced. I found there's no reason he had to be there for any, it was just a way for him to clean his dirty laundry, and he was like, oh, I know how to speak Hindi, and you need to know how to speak Hindi if you want to enter Bollywood films, and I know how to speak Hindi.
Like, I think he was being super real. he was being really real about like the industry. I don't think he was trying to defend himself in any way.
Well, all he said was, oh, the industry can be harsh, so you have to have thick skin. That's literally it. I mean, like, that's not... Yeah. But it's not as if Mahi Kapoor didn't know that. She did know that when she confronted him. Like, he did.
Segment, right? Like, I don't think it's fair to put the blame on Arjun Kapoor, to be honest.
No, I'm not putting the blame on it. I'm saying there's no reason to put him there.
Him. It was super random and it made no sense. And I don't know why that kid doesn't know how to speak Hindi.
I did not understand that. It's just so mad.
It's hypocritical of us to say things because we live in Hong Kong, we don't speak Cantonese, but we do speak Mandarin. And we also, over here, you can get around, like, not speaking. Actually, you could get around Mumbai not speaking Hindi. Actually, yeah, we're going to be hypocrites if we say anything. So maybe.
Not going to lie, but even though Mandarin is the hardest language in the world. So to defend ourselves, at least we know Mandarin. Like, maybe not fluently, but we know it as well. Because let's face it, we know how to speak our mother tongues. Essentially, that is his mother tongue.
I think the reason we know how to do that is because of our upbringing, right? Like, there will be people in Hong Kong that probably are Indian but don't know how to speak their mother tongue or Hindi or anything
that's fair just because they're not in India. Do you get what I mean? I think he's right about the fact that it's his mother tongue and he's in India. Yeah. Like, I guess the difference is that this is not our mother tongue. And we know, why we don't know Cantonese. We know another form of, Chinese. We know Mandarin. Versus them being within India and that being their mother tongue. And it seems so strange.
I agree with Harsh. Hindi's not that hard to learn. At least for me, I've not actually learned it. I've just learned it because, obviously, I know my mother tongue. And along with that, just seeing those Bollywood movies, that's also what has helped. Yeah.
For some context to what he was saying, our mother tongue isn't Hindi. So we actually just learn Hindi watching TV shows and movies.
Yeah. It is similar, but it's not.
Yeah. It's as similar as Spanish, Catalan or something.
Rishi, you haven't watched the show and you found this quite boring. What are your thoughts? What do you think the show would, be like?
I mean, in general, I was watching a couple of minutes of it. It was, very gossipy and stuff. And, I felt like it was very superficial. And I know that when I was, watching it, I knew it was going to be superficial. I knew it was going to be scripted. But, nonetheless, I wasn't really entertained by it. I I guess for me, if something's going to be scripted, I like it to expose more themes rather than just, unnecessary arguments and discussions and, stuff that basically, I felt like I was just it was just watching something that wasn't very real or concrete. I felt like it was just there was no story or anything. I like watching something with a story, not something that just flat out just a broadcast with full of gossip and all of that stuff and arguments and all that. Because it seems pointless to me. I just didn't enjoy that personally.
That's true. I think they're even if it's gonna be fake and shit, at least have a story to it. A stalker doesn't really qualify as a story. Just a weird rant. Okay, yeah. I guess it was just a bunch of random scripted segments that don't work together.
Yeah, I think watching through the show just on my personal experience, I remember having to skip a lot of the show just because there was nothing to see.
Yeah. Especially when they're flying and stuff. It's I don't give a shit. I don't need to watch you fly to understand that you did it.
Yeah.
By flying, I mean that random adventure sport they did in Dubai or Qatar. I don't know where they went.
Yeah. Doha. Yeah. But yeah, that was our take on the famous lives of Bollywood wives. It is fun to watch if you have nothing to do and are bored. It's you can get a laugh out of it. I feel like we've criticized the show, but not to a point where you shouldn't try and watch it if you're into these types of shows. So do watch it and let us know what you thought about it. But again, thank you for coming to our podcast episode. Like we said, we were back with another episode quickly thank you.
And I also like to request you to watch for more than 10 seconds so that we just feel a little better about ourselves. So at least watch for 13 seconds and then click out so we at least know there's improvement. small gains make a difference in the long term. So even if it's 30
seconds,
please. Well, not watch, listen. Anyways, you wouldn't want to watch to see our ugly ass faces.
Okay, I'm cutting that whole part out.
Thank you.
Okay, bye guys. Thank you.